The strength of the burden bearers, is failing. And there is too much rubbish so that we are unable to work on the wall. And our enemies said they will not know or see anything before we come upon them and kill them and stop the work. When the Jews who lived near them came, they said to us 10 times, from all places where they live, they will come up against us. So in the lowest parts of the space behind the wall, in open places, Nehemiah said, I stationed the people according to their families, with their swords, their spears, and their bows. After I looked these things over, I stood up and said to the nobles and the officials and the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your kin, for your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let's begin with prayer this morning. Gracious God, we fight unseen spirits, principalities, and powers that would stop us in our progress from building God's purpose, your purpose, Lord, in our lives, in our homes, in our communities, and in our world. So, Creator God, we pray for strength to persevere, to be faithful, and to finish. In Jesus' name, amen. In this Lenten season, we've been considering parts of our life that we need to rethink or reconsider, and in some cases, redo. We have looked at reclaiming the least of these, redeeming brokenness, persevering through resistance, and today we're going to consider reconstruction, fortifying our vulnerable places. We'll be looking at the fourth chapter, and it is about persevering through resistance. And the closer you get to the finish line, if many of you have noticed, the closer you get to where God wants you to be, the more you will experience resistance and opposition. Resistance and opposition. Now, all of us need to be aware of our vulnerable places. But men, I want to lift up that we have vulnerabilities also that we need to strengthen. Many times now I can't speak for ladies. I'm sure you ladies have some quirks like this as well. But since I'm a guy, I kind of understand how guys think. You know, we think that we can just keep putting one foot in front of the other sometimes, right? I'll never forget whenever I had my gallbladder issue and I wasn't feeling well at all. And Jamie would say, Eric, you got to stop. Got to stop. Well, what stopped Eric is when Eric was laying on the bathroom floor praying that something would happen to make the pain go away because of my gallbladder. It took me to be coming to the point where I could do nothing because of the pain before I stopped. Anybody else been there? Yeah. Yeah. So ladies, yes, you definitely have vulnerabilities, but guys, hear me. Believe me, we do have vulnerabilities, and you are blessed if you haven't let someone find one yet. Or at least you think you haven't let someone find. One of the vulnerable places that we need to be aware of that could cause ultimate defeat in God's progress in our life is in that vulnerable place of fatigue. Has anyone here felt fatigue? Okay, let's change the question. Is anyone here feeling fatigue? Yes. All right, now I told you I want you to keep your Bibles handy. If you turn to verse 10 this morning, look at verse 10. I'll explain later, but I don't have, other than what you've seen, I don't have a PowerPoint for you this morning. So look at verse 10 in your Bibles with me. The people say, remember I said, the Bible said Judah, but really that's just meaning the people of Judah. Okay? The strength of the burden bearers is failing. That's all about fatigue. In verse 6, if you look at verse 6, we find that the walls are halfway done. Halfway done. How many of us have felt fatigue when we're halfway done with a project? Yeah. You know, it's interesting. A few years ago, it's probably longer ago than I remember, but it seems just like a few years ago, Mom and Dad started cleaning out their basement.